This morning we're going to play a game, Follow My Leader. And so I'd like the children and young people to come out and then follow me round the church. And as you do so, you will see the names of people on pieces of paper. And I'd like you to collect up those names. You'll have to be a bit careful because most of them are attached to the walls or the pews by blue tack. And try and make it so no one has more than one name. So if you spot more than one, give it to someone else. And we'll go right round and we should be able to find 10 names. So those youngsters who'd like to play Follow My Leader, please come out. I'm hoping for at least 10 youngsters. Super, good. Yeah, there's no real age barrier, you know, so if you feel, you know, really you're a youngster at heart, you can come out. Right, look out for the names and pick them up. Take them off the walls and the pews and just follow me round. Right. You'll have to keep your eyes open and looking round. All the names are visible. And there should be 10 names. Well-known people, or at least I hope they're well-known people. I knew them all, but I did have to check some of the spelling. Are you looking round? Don't want to miss a name? Well spotted. I think another one's been spotted as well. Very good. Keep your eyes peeled. Don't want to miss another one. So you've got it. There's another one you've got. Good. Another one. Good. You better go and get it then if we've missed one. Oh, no, there isn't one over there. No. Right. Like to come to the front. Okay. Now, Tom, can you put the list of offices, please? Super. Good. Right. Now, I want the youngsters to tell me which name goes against which office. So who's the queen? Who's got the queen? Who do you think the queen is? Elizabeth II. Good. Yes, that's right. Elizabeth II. Can you put that up? Thank you, Tom. Who is the mayor of London? Do you know who the mayor of London is? He's been in the news recently. Who do you think the Mayor of London is? Yes? He's this man. Can you say his name?
Boris
Johnson, that's right, he's the Mayor of London. How about the minister? Who's the minister? Anyone got the name of the minister? Like to say who the minister is? That's right, David Atkinson. I thought you'd forgotten my name. Oh. Right, who's got the name of a general? Ah, super. And who's that? It's Custer, isn't he? He was a general in the United States of America. This was when the Americans were at war with the Indians, the indigenous people. Yeah. Right, the England football manager, who's he? Can anyone tell me the England football manager? Call him out. Roy Hodgson, yes. Yeah? Now, how about the Archbishop of Canterbury? Who's got that name? And who's he? Can you say it? Rowan Williams, that's right. Now, I hope you'll know the next person, the Prime Minister. David Cameron, yes? Yeah? Now, do you also know the name of the leader of the opposition? Well, someone in the congregation does, because he said yes. But how about someone here at the front? Ed Miliband, yes. Thank you for agreeing. The president. Who's the president? We've only two names to go, so it can only be one of two. Barack Obama. Yes. And finally, a king. Who's got the name of a king? A well-known king from Old Testament times, Bible times. Solomon, that's right. Thank you, well done. So can you put the names on the front seat, please? And return to your seats. So thank you for your help with that quiz. Now, thinking of all these people, what do they all have in common? Something they all have in common. Yes. They're all leaders, that's right. They all are or were leaders. Yes. Now, I'm sure that we all know of leaders personally, or we've heard of them, and they are people who are called or elected to positions of responsibility and authority to be leaders, and usually they deserve our respect. And so, with these leaders, they're people that we should say thank you for, we should pray for them, we can learn from their example, and we can also follow in their footsteps. Now, in our reading from the letter to the Hebrews, the writer said, remember your leaders who spoke God's message to you. They remember how they lived and how they died, and imitate their faith. But of course, all of us make mistakes, don't we? We get things wrong. None of us are infallible. And so we should never follow our leaders blindly. And so the only person we should really be putting our faith in is Jesus Christ. And Jesus said to the first four disciples, the fishermen, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And he still says to people today, and that includes you and me, follow me. Now, ministers, Christian teachers, Christian preachers, well, all genuine ministers, teachers and preachers will try to live up to the trust that's been placed in them and the authority that's been given to them. But they won't say, follow me. They'll say, follow Jesus Christ. I mean, my job is to point people in the direction of Jesus Christ and to encourage them to follow Jesus, who is our best leader. Thank you for your help with that, and thanks to Tom for operating the screen.